There's a song that's been flying around in my head, so I thought I would share it with you this morning. I can think I can do an a cappella. I was thinking about it. Where is it? Well, this is it. The 12 days of Christmas my true love said to me, and I don't know the rest of the words. That's the only part of the song that I remember. But think about it. The 12 days of Christmas, do you know the rest of the words?
That's usually, Pastor, that's usually our us and our story. We didn't listen.
Amen. But the 12 days of Christmas, is it before Christmas or after Christmas?
After.
After, yeah. That leads us to tomorrow, which is Epiphany. Now, the Magi did something special. They brought information, and they revealed to the world that the Savior, Jesus Christ, was born. That's how that word got out. So the word Epiphany was all of a sudden the world realized, yes, a king is born in Bethlehem, the king of the Jews, and all that. So Epiphany is a very, very special day, and that's one of the reasons that whenever we did our wedding plans, I said to Judy, how about Epiphany? That way I can never forget our wedding anniversary, because it's something that we celebrate. But Epiphany is a real special part of the church calendar. We don't think much about it, but it is, because that's when not only was Christ born 12 days before, then the world come to know that something special happened. You know, we had an Epiphany. So I just thought you might like to know that. And partridge in a pear tree is one of the words my true love said to me.
That's the first one.
That's, oh, good. The three golden rings.
Golden,
yeah. So what all do they mean? Do we know?
Where did they find 12 partridges?
I don't know. Yeah. And when did you first hear that song? Was it happen to be in grade school at one of the school Christmas plays or something? Isn't that neat? See what the kids today are missing out on?
Yeah.
You know, it is so sad that they don't do much. Maybe some do, but for the most part, all these holidays or holy days, as I like to call them, that happen during the course of the year is all about the gospel. It's another way of telling the gospel of Jesus Christ. So, all right, so happy Epiphany, Judy.